Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
As Novak Djokovic continues his worldwide charm offensive by issuing his list of demands at the Australian Open, Ken suggested this week that he'd love to spend some time inside the mind of the controversial tennis superstar just to get some understanding of what the hell is going on in there, which led me to pitch a movie script on the World Service. Check this out. An unemployed puppeteer gets some boring admin work in an office on the 7.5 floor of a low-ceilinged building. There, he discovers a secret door, more like a portal, through which he enters the mind of Novak Djokovic. When he tells his wife about this, they decide to start a business to allow others experience being inside the mind of Djokovic at $200 a head. I call it, wait for it, being Novak Djokovic. But then Ken goes and ruins it all by telling me this idea is already taken, apparently.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine, and it takes you inside John Malkovich.
There's no such thing as a hole into somebody's brain.
Yes, there is.
I don't actually see the similarities myself, but that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Ken may have put a spoke in my plan, but he did make up for it by taking me and our members inside the mind of Frank Lampard instead, as Lampard watched his young lambs slump to yet another Premier League defeat. What was going on inside that big old brain of his?
This is his exquisite self-pity, as he's like, I can't, you know.
What are you saying? What did you just inflict on us there? What were you singing?
Pia Jesu. Pia Jesu. Qui dolis que peccata mundi dona eis requiem. And then Jody Morris is like, boss, you know, what are we going to do? He's like, he breaks out of this reverie. But like, can you believe that they're doing to Lampard?
Yep, that was Ken on Tuesday's show. And it's fair to say he had the bit between his teeth now.
Timo Werner. You know, imagine the club buying you this, presenting you with this, you know, like a dog that's dragged something in off the street, like a stupid puppy or so, or like a puppy presenting the rug on which it's just proudly produced a puddle of piss and standing by it, wagging its tail, looking up at you, thinking that you're going to be happy with this. But because it's a puppy, well, because it's the club, because it's Roman Abramovich, you have to hide your true feelings. What you want to do is grab that puppy and ram its face into what it's done. How can it do this to you? How can it do this to the rug? But instead, what you do is you try to be nice, and you just hope they don't do it again. And then they do it again. They bring Kai Havertz.
And they do it again. They bring Kai Havertz. Roman Abramovich may have been portrayed as a big slobbering puppy in that clip, but we know he's an attack dog, really, and he might be ready to bare his teeth by sacking club legend Frank Lampard and replacing him with one of the many great German football minds knocking around these days. We have Rafa Honigstein on today's football podcast going through the contenders there, and we reflect on Paul Pogba's resurgence for Man United. Away from the football, US Murph is on fire at the moment in the middle of what are really exciting NFL playoffs. He told us this week all about the unlikely hero of last weekend, the backup quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
3rd and 14 for Chad Henne, not looking good. And he drops back to pass and out of nowhere decides to take off running. He's a 35-year-old guy with very minimal athleticism. I mean, obviously he's an NFL player, but he ain't Pat Mahomes. And he runs 13 yards and almost gets the first down. Changes the entire balance of the game. Now it's 4th and 1. Uh-oh, okay, what do you do? You're Andy Reid. Do you punt it away to the Browns and give Baker Mayfield a chance? Or do you roll the bones, pull out the big cojones card and go for it? And we're thinking, what do you do? And it all unfolds there right in front of our eyes. And they come out in the shotgun formation. Wait, what are you doing? You should either quarterback sneak or run it. How are you in the shotgun formation with an empty backfield? You're going to throw the ball here? Then you start thinking, well, they're just going to try to draw him off sides and then they're going to punt. No, he snaps the ball to him in the shotgun formation. And now he's rolling right. And Andy Reid's putting it all on Chad Henne in a pass play. And he delivers a strike to Tyreek Hill for 5 yards and a first down to seal the game. Great drama, great unexpected heroism, great coaching guts rewarded. You know, you always wonder if your manager or your coach has the guts to do it, the bottle, as you guys would say. And Andy Reid sure did. So hence, anything is possible and Henny given Sunday. And he's the hero of the day in Kansas City.
Just 4 teams left in the playoffs now and some great storylines involving all 4 of them. US Murph will be on again next week, by which time we'll know if Tom Brady has taken his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to the Super Bowl, where, of course, he's played many times. All of that is already out there for our members. But here is a sneak peek at tomorrow, Friday's podcast. It's the latest episode of our Game That Changed My Life series. In it, we chat to the brilliant Ciara McGeehan, who had an excellent year last year. She became the first Irish woman to run a sub-2-minute 800 metres, and she broke Sonia's national record for the 1,000 metres. But for the race that changed her life, she went back more than a decade to the silver medal she won at the World Juniors in 2010.
My coach at the time, Eamon Christie, was like, he always had a saying, it's 2 legs and 1 heart. So I told myself that on the start line, and whenever the gun went, the Kenyans and Ethiopians were off like a light, and I thought, whoa, God, they're going very fast. And I can remember distinctly in the laps, I was maybe either 200 metres in or 600 metres in, and thinking, oh no, it's probably 600 metres in, I might have to just like make this respectable, like they're well ahead of me. And I looked up to the pack that was leading, and there was another white girl there. An American girl, Jordan Hasse, and I was aware of her. I was aware that the Americans thought she was a big deal. I was aware that she was kind of like an America's next big thing. But I just thought, if she can be up there with the Africans, then sure, so can I. And I caught that lead pack and I overtook them. And then I find myself coming around the bend and being like, yeah, I've got a good bit of momentum. And I think it was a Kenyan athlete. I don't know why she did it. I don't know if she thought I was another Kenyan athlete, but she basically moved out and let me up the inside of the lane. And I blistered up into the 200 metres to go and really tried to find some other gears to kick and chase the Ethiopian athlete in front of me down. I just didn't have it. But to come second and win a silver medal at a World Junior Champs, with somebody having told me Akshire isn't ending after this, just a bonus at the beginning. It was a pretty special moment.
I've interviewed a lot of sports people over a good few years, and I have to say, you don't always get that clarity of analysis. Sometimes people don't really remember very much about their own races or their own matches or whatever it might be. So absolutely brilliant stuff from Ciara. That's out tomorrow. But don't go telling her members that you already know what race she's picked. That preview is especially for you guys. All right, don't tell anyone, okay? Cheers. Now, loads there for you this week, I hope. And if you sign up, you will be supporting independent journalism, producing projects like Where is George Gibney? And interviews like the one we made free to all this week with Fionn Davenport on the mother and baby homes. It's €5 a month plus VAT. You can do it on Second Captains. And I'll leave it there for now. Thanks a million.
Whose phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The Second Captain's World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.